too late. When is it too late to be saved? My fear is that the intentional and unintentional rejection of the knowledge of God has left millions with reprobate minds. Such people have no propensity to question the validity of their Baal worship, socialism, and hedonism. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, Romans 1:28. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12. The parable of the wheat and tares speaks to the fact that God sows the Holy Spirit, the good seed, into those who receive Christ Jesus as Savior and Lord, while Satan sows rebellion, evil seed, into people who reject the truth, Christ Jesus. The good seed produces wheat, while the evil seed produces tares. When the Holy Spirit, the good seed, is sown into a person, it is for eternity. Gift of eternal life. I suspect the same is true for the spirit of rebellion, the evil seed. The evil seed will produce eternal damnation. Once the seed is sown, it will become wheat or it will become tares. There is no provision for switching back and forth. No man can come to me, Jesus, except the Father which hath sent me draw him. John 6:44. This verse connects well with the concept of a reprobate mind. When God stops drawing, there's no possibility of salvation. The person is locked in as a tare, having a reprobate mind. At the end of the age, the tares will be gathered into bundles and burned, while the wheat will be gathered unto Christ Jesus. Matthew 13:30.